Nation on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we will be taking callers with their questions today. On today's show, it's going to be about an hour to an hour and a half on the show today, so just bear with us. We will be joined in by our co-host today until she calls in. We're just going to be taking callers, and we'll bring her on air when she pops in the queue here. So for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, as we bring you on and live and on air for your questions, we're going to ask you to please state your name, where you're calling from, and to go right into your question. Remember, it's one-part questions only. One question only, please, on today's show. And let's see here. Also, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. howpsychic.com. The link can also be found in the description of today's show on the show page. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Psychic Talk Radio for today's show, and you will find it. Through the description, you'll find the link to our site. All right, now we're going to go ahead and take our first caller for today. Area code is 610. First three digits are 390. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Adam. This is Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sonia. How are you and how can we help you today?
Yeah. I was actually calling in two quick things here. One was an affirmation, and then I was just going to get into my question. But I had spoken to you a few weeks back, and you had mentioned to me that I will be getting a position sometime in September.
Yes.
And yes, I did get the offer a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be starting the second week in October.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. And your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what you were picking up for me, you know, how you saw things going for me at this position, at this new job I'll be starting.
Okay. Give me one moment, please, as I tune in. Yeah, so it really does look like this is going to be a good position for you. It looks like you will be able to enjoy this. I feel like I'm getting the hearing in my head. I'm hearing the word peace, okay? So peace is really a part of this right now. And I think that unity is coming up. So remember that this is a stepping stone for you. It's not going to be something that you deal with the rest of your life. But this is
right.
Going to be a wonderful stepping stone, and it's going to work out wonderfully for you. Also, remember to stay within your vortex for manifestation, which means you must stay positive, and you must try and stay within your creative inner child, okay? So that means have fun with it. Have fun in what's going on around you, and stay positive, because the only way to defeat darkness from our lives is to remain positive and to treat it as a lesson, to treat it as something that we learn from, rather than something that brings us down.
Oh, okay. And do you see, like, how many years I'll be staying here?
Okay. Well, on the show, we only do one question per caller, okay? But we only have you right now in the queue, so I'll go ahead and answer that, but right now that can be up to you, okay? How many years or how long you stay there, and that's really up to you. Your choices can change and shift at any point. I'm at least seeing 1 year where you would want to be there and stay there, okay? Now, you'll have the opportunity to stay there as long as you need or as long as you please. So I don't feel it's really about looking at it from, okay, there's going to be a deadline, you know, or an expiration date. I think right now it's about staying positive and keeping that flow.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
All right, and we are now going to take a moment here. Just give me 1 second. All right, our co-host, Liz, is here with us. Liz, you are now live and on air.
Hi, sweetheart. Did you get my text message?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Hold on. I was just looking at that.
Anyway, I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, okay. And, it looks like you're fine now, right?
Yes. So basically, I was all set to do the show, and I have a 12-year-old who's not quite on top of his time management, and I just had to make sure that we were communicating with each other and that he was okay because he was not at home when he needed to be home. But he communicated back to me, so now I can do the show with a distracted mind. Yeah, so, and I've been looking forward to it, and I actually was promoting it this morning because...
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, oh, yeah, so we might have a couple listeners from our show this morning at 8:30, which is the Some of You show, which is a totally different show on Blog Talk that I also co-host, and I was explaining how this format is completely different from the morning show because this is you have one question and we will give you a reading. That pretty much sums it up for this particular show. So how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and you know, this week has been an interesting but very productive and very positive week for me. I went over to Wicca Fest. You know, it was really a bust, but ultimately I met some great people. I'm sorry?
I said it was, and where did it take place?
Well, you know, give me one moment because trying to remember certain things like that, I have a hard time.
It's okay. You don't have to answer. It's okay. So why was it a bust?
Well, the organizer of this did not do a very good job, and there were there was only one sign to let you know where the place was when you're driving to get there. And it didn't even say Wicca Fest or, you know, festival here, any of that. It was just an old logo. And you know, there was only about 7 vendors. And the food that was supposed to be provided was a joke. And really, no one was walking around. The only people walking around were the vendors.
Well,
and,
go ahead.
Yeah, but so, I'll say that making lemonade out of lemons, we did a pretty good job because able to meet some great, wonderful people there. I was able to make some great connections, you know, and it just worked out wonderful that way.
Well, you know, I was thinking of something. I was thinking of something that you said the last show that, you know, the only a part of you on this earth is your body. So probably whoever was in charge of that, they might have a similar type of existence where they're living and working as you work so much in the otherworldly planes, multidimensional experiences. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's, you know, you need to have a collaborator to be sort of the mediator, the translator, to make sure that yes, there's proper signage and it's marketed the right way and all of that. So that's probably something fell through the cracks, and that's why it's been fun co-hosting with you because it's been this really nice balance.
Well, thank you. I find it as an honor. And just FYI, I did find it. It was Harrison Bay State Park, which I think is just over the line into Tennessee from here.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Yeah. So we had a good time nonetheless. We enjoyed ourselves, and it was just a very bittersweet experience.
Sure, but you met some good people. Yeah.
Yes, yes, some great people. So,
good.
You know, lemonade out of lemons. Now, before we
always
take our next caller, I'm going to let you do your plug-in here. And then
oh, yes,
I'm going to have a little lesson for people, and then we'll take our caller.
Okay, cool. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much. So I co-host a show with a wonderful intuitive numerologist and coach named Elisa Bangulin, and it's also on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called The Some of You Show, Some of You Show, and it's energy reading and numerology and a whole lot of conversation, a whole
mm-hmm.
lot more. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time, and I also hold private sessions, and the email address if you want to get a hold of me is loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com. And I do want to say what was so sweet is I got an email with a reading request from the last show that we did from a listener named Brandy. And Brandy, if you're listening, I did email you back, but it bounced back. So I don't know what's going on, but I did try to respond. So you can try me again if you'd like, loablend@gmail.com. And again, lemons out of lemonade, or lemonade out of lemons, rather. I wasn't disappointed or really thinking like, oh, I haven't heard from Brandy, she didn't respond to me. I just was celebrating, wow, like after just, you know, really doing one full show with you, because I did 15 minutes, but the first show, but the second show, this is show number three, how fabulous that I got an email. Like that, I was celebrating that. I thought that was fabulous.
Hey, I was celebrating after the last show as well. I had gotten a caller for a private reading that came in afterwards.
Oh, great.
It
great.
Worked out so wonderfully. So,
yeah, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. For those of you that are calling or listening to the show but would like to call in and have your question answered by us today, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1694. Once more, that is 323-642-1694. When you call in, if you would like to ask your question, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone, as this will bring you into the queue and let us know that you are ready to have your question answered. Now, before we take our next caller today, just a little bit of a heads up on the energy spectrum of the day. When I ended up thinking about today's show and kind of planning it out for the day, one thing that came to me, one revelation within my mind and my psychic eye, was that today we need to express that our dreams are our realities, and we have to claim that our dreams are realities, because our dreams are everything to us in this world. But in order to accomplish them, we don't feel like we have them. We don't feel like we are accomplishing them. We always allow problems of our day-to-day lives, issues with money, issues with relationships, to always seem to take us back and make us feel as if we're not getting anywhere. We always feel two steps backward with one step forward. So in reality, now the lesson of the day is to claim your dream, to feel as if you already have it, but to keep that heart and sound mind and body, to remember to breathe and release the stresses of each day before going to bed, and allow yourself to visualize yourself in that success, and visualize whatever your dream means to you. Feel yourself in it. Feel yourself experiencing it. And feel your family, if you have a good relations with your family, with you accomplishing it and enjoying it. But remember, in this world, family is everything as well. So if we have things to heal with our family, then that may be it. We may need to actually heal them. And sometimes we have to step down from ego and allow ourselves to lead by example in difficult
exactly.
situations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to be ready now to take callers. Please use the call-in number 323-642-1694 to call into today's show. And don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. The link is in today's show description. Once you're brought on air here or in the queue, we can go ahead and answer your questions. Until then, it doesn't look like we have anybody in the queue. We have someone that was popping in and off. Liz, would you have anything to share today?
Yeah, well, what we can do is I can select the message of the day. And what I have is I have thousands of channeled messages that are the length of a tweet. There are 140 characters, and when you call in for a reading, you can request a message, and you actually pick the message that I read to you. But for this show, Adam, I'm connecting to your energy. Just say the word pick whenever you're ready. Just take a couple seconds. Okay. So this is the message for today's show. Bridge resistance to Source's infinite gateway. The illusion of unconscious turbulent waters are calming by your sacred directive. So I'll break it down and read it again. Bridge resistance to Source's infinite gateway. The illusion of unconscious turbulent waters are calming by your sacred directive. And basically, it's all about perception, and if you can use resistance as a sign to tell you that that's how Source is getting your attention and that it's coming from your unconscious, the illusion of turbulent waters, but they can be calmed immediately by your sacred directive, by your free will. So I think that's a beautiful message going with just owning and claiming your dreams. And I love what you said, like, before going to sleep, just turn it over. And that's a beautiful way to neutralize resistance as well. So I think your message and my message really kind of linked up.
That's
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're still waiting on callers here, and we're providing these messages right now. So for those of you listening and tuning in, I really want you to take these messages to heart. Allow your mind to remain open and allow this to flow evenly.
Right. And the thing is, having been doing the Some of You show, we're going into our 7th anniversary later in October, if you can believe it, 7 years. On the air, so we figured out that we've done at least 1,000 shows, which is incredible, and we just don't know how it's going to ebb and flow. So the last show, we had so many calls, you and I barely were able to form a sentence to say hello, and this is really the third show that you started. But I'm so glad that you did. And it's such a pleasure to be on with you and to have a conversation and to be here, you know. And what was so great was that I did, as I mentioned before, I co-hosted the Some of You show. And what was so touching was we had a caller that we haven't heard from in a very long time. And my co-host, Elisa, and I both noticed right away that there was something just very low about her energy and that something very serious was going on. And I picked it up very, very quickly. And it turned out that this person is deciding whether to end her relationship or not, long-term relationship. And I'm in the process of doing that myself. And what I said was, you know, again, turning lemons into lemonade. And I said, I wouldn't be able to serve as extensively if I wasn't going through this. Because when you talk to someone that has a shared experience, that's where the trust comes in. So to sort of balance that, where there's the relatable experience of being on this earthbound plane, we're here to learn, we're here to grow, we're here to not neglect our responsibilities and really have that balance. So if that means making proper signage for the convention, if that means proper marketing, that means paying the rent, if that means giving a reading, if that means falling down to get up again, to fall down again, but that you somebody calls you on your radio show and they feel a sense of hope.
Really?
Yes.
Liz, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. We've
Can
got Lolita calling in.
Okay,
yeah,
let's take her call. Yeah,
we're going to take her on. Lolita, are you there?
Yeah. I was just listening in.
Hi.
I didn't know we were in the middle of a reading.
Well, no, we weren't in the middle of a reading, but, you know, we don't being on the air for so many years now, I just know, like, there's nothing less attractive when you're listening to a show and there's dead air. So I just start to talk.
So we have no caller. So let me just...
No caller.
Okay, you finish talking.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just had
I'm pretty much done. I just don't like dead air, so I just wanted to have a conversation with Adam until he said that we had calls or what have you. So I'm done. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, so I just had two boys come in here and had almost 40 minutes of conversation on spirituality versus Christianity and stuff like that.
This
one kid, he has a line of like witches. And we related, and he asked me, he goes, I have to tell you something. He goes, no one has ever been able to break down walls like you have had. He goes, your energy force is really strong, and I don't say that lightly. And he was like, I don't know, I was just talking. And I said, because I have, you know, Shiva reside within me. And he goes, I would not even doubt it. He gave me his ring. He goes, this ring has been given to me by two generations, and it's the line of witches. So he goes, would you please bless my ring and put energy into it?
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
What? Wow. Mm-hmm. What an honor.
I was like, yeah, that's... sure, okay.
Why not?
Now, Lolita, you know that I'm cautious with energy. Even though he was telling you and I feel everything is good, I want you to get a bowl of salt and put it in that salt immediately if you still have it. If not, then we're okay.
No, I don't have it. He just want me to bless it, put my energy
into
it.
Okay, that's fine. He blessed it and he took it with him. That's fine. It does look like we have another caller here, so we'll bring them on momentarily. We're just going to finish up with Lolita here before we bring you on air. So that's wonderful. That's just awesome, Loey.
I'm not surprised
because
this girl, she is a boss, okay? You take that any way you want to take that. So she has a very forceful energy, and I feel like those who get it and embrace it, and those that don't get confused and misinterpret it. So how wonderful that it was put into this beautiful sacred perspective, and I'm not surprised. And I know Adam isn't surprised either, so that's great.
I'm not too surprised about this. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
I appreciate you guys saying that. I just was
love you.
Like,
well, thank you for saying hi. Good to talk
to
you.
Yeah, I did not know Adam was on the show. I totally forgot. So I'm blowing up his phone. Like he's like, I'm on the show. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my God.
It's all right.
I love
it's
it.
All right.
Well,
my bad memory is just rubbing off on you. That's all.
You got it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Well,
I'll let you go pick up the phone. I want to hear what the next caller, and then I'll get off.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm leaving Lolita on because she is our co-host as well. So if you're able to still communicate with our callers, that's fine. Our caller today is area code 111, first three digits are 111. You're the only caller right now in the queue. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you for taking my call, Reverend Adam. My name is Trish. I'm calling from Connecticut, and my question is, I have a potential legal situation that is currently being discussed to be resolved out of court, and I'm wondering if you pick up anything around that.
All right,
okay.
I'm going to just jump in real quick.
Go ahead.
Because before Trish, you even – hi, Trish, this is Liz. And first question is, may we have permission to connect to your energy, please? I know we have it because I'm already connecting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's interesting, and I don't think what I'm about to say is literal. I think it's symbolic. But I'm thinking of that saying, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So – I'm feeling like to really weigh out the decisions or the pros and the cons, because maybe there's a push to settle out of court because that would be to the advantage of the other party. That's kind of what I'm sensing.
Okay. Well, the terms have not been – we're not that far along yet.
Okay, well, that's just what I'm getting. And remember what I said, because it's symbolic, and only you will either it will resonate with you and make sense or not. But I get pictures and images and impressions, and I wrote down where there's smoke, there's fire. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It resonates with me. Tells me is to make sure that if I do, it's ironclad, so that no one
yes.
can come back and do anything.
Yes. Again. Yes. Just yeah, and I know you had said with the pros and cons it's not all that far in. So that tells me that as this is evolving and developing, any time it occurs to you, and this is also, you know, what's interesting, what I'm also getting is that this is also really about you connecting to your intuition. This is a much more deeper situation in terms of your spiritual evolution and trusting yourself and trusting your inner wisdom. So this suggestion kind of ties in with that spiritual development as well. So every time something resonates with you as either a pro or a con, write it down. And then probably after a week or so, and I'm not really great with timelines, so let's say a week to 2 weeks, you're going to have your list of your pros and cons.
Okay.
So it's going to be a gradual list, and I'm going to turn it over to Adam.
All right, thank you. Now, I do feel that this will work out great for you, but like Liz was saying, where there is smoke, there is fire. I totally agree with that on this. I believe everything should be ironclad if you go through with this. One thing that I feel is, yes, it will get it off of your plate energetically, too. This event was brought about to happen in this way for this reason, that it's going to get it off of your plate. It's going to be one less thing to worry about. Granted, you're not going to benefit nearly as much as you could have otherwise, but at this point, it is an energy that needs to go. You're about to be moving into a whole new phase of your life. You're about to be moving into a new cycle, a new wheel, whatever you want to call it. This path ahead of you has many blessings, but also has many learning curves and doorways that are about to open in your life. And I think a lot of it has to do with relationships, old ones fading out that no longer serve positive purpose, new ones coming in that serve a higher vibrational frequency. And I believe you're going to do good. But remember, stay in your vortex and remain positive.
I will. Thank you. When I get the settlement, I will call you and let you know how it plays out.
You better.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck with that. Yeah, and one step at a time, and really log. You know, don't say, oh, I don't know, whatever. Just really, this is really about inner reliance as well. So it serves more than just the surface purpose. This is serving about your relationship with yourself as well. So please keep us posted. It would be wonderful.
Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck, sweetheart.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good luck. All right, we're going to be bringing on our next caller in just a moment. For those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. for all of your spiritual needs lighting your way. Our next caller today is going to be area code 330. First three digits are 466. Hello, caller. You are live and on air with Liz and Adam and Lolita.
Hi, my name's Marguerite. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, I recognize this voice.
Hi.
Hi. She is a regular caller on our show, and I see cross promotion.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have you address this with Adam because you talk to me all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
No. Okay. Okay. Well, I always have questions, but hopefully I can focus and get into one here. My mind is constantly going, and I can calm it down. I can bring it to a peace and calm, and then the minute I let go, it comes back. I want to just kind of come to a medium somewhere where I'm not bringing in spirits, or I'm not trying to focus on something else instead of what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got you. So you're basically, your psychic abilities are really kicked in over time right now is what you're telling me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, okay? Now, what I'm feeling is if you keep on trying to suppress these abilities, they're going to keep on getting worse and worse and worse when they resurface. Okay. Mm-hmm. One cannot suppress their abilities. These are gifts from God. Now, I like to refer to them as a curse and a blessing because you know as much as the next person from your experiences and what you're telling me, they can be a real drag at times, but they can also be very beneficial when necessary. They always have a silver lining. What you need is really a filter. What you need is something that's going to help you filter what you're experiencing with your abilities and what you're hearing from the other side, what you're even seeing from the other side. And, honey, you need to really filter out your empathic ability because you're so impacted by large crowds, loud activities. You're gone off the deep end, as I call it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is because it's been suppressed for many years in your life, ever since you became an adult and started growing up. When you were a child, there was not a problem. It was just, hey, whatever came to you, came to you. Now we're having issues, okay? And that's because you're trying to live an adult life in this physical world when, we're losing a little bit of sight of that true spirituality. So we need to get you back there, and I suggest you reach out to myself, Liz, or someone that can help train you to put these filters up and understand how to handle the impact of these spiritual gifts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Now, I don't think or feel that you're going to always suffer from them because that's not their purpose. Their purpose is there to help others. But one thing that has always created even more suffering with these abilities for you is the blockage in your throat chakra. You've always felt like you've had to walk on eggshells in communication with others. It's time to forget about those eggshells. It's time to speak your truth no matter who hears it and no matter what they think, because what other people think does not matter. What you think and what you feel is what matters.
Mm-hmm. Spot on. Yes.
Well, yeah.
Thank you
and
very
be
much.
That I know
that's
Marguerite a little bit. spot on, Adam. Absolutely spot on. And Marguerite, I would certainly recommend if you were to seek out outside the framework of a internet radio show, I would definitely recommend contacting Adam, because he is the alchemist. He's
Thank you.
I'm just some girl from New York City, but he really has it going on for prescriptive situations. So that's just my two cents with that. But thank you for calling into the show.
Okay.
So good to hear from you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yes,
thank you very
awesome
much.
Meeting you.
Thank you.
I love it. Cross pollination. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yay. All right, bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Marguerite's been listening to our show since the very beginning, so for close to 7 years. She's been a longtime listener of the Some of You show. And, I told you I was promoting the show, and there we go. So that's great.
Well, that is just totally awesome. All right, I'm going to ask this, but Lolita, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening in.
Okay, I'm waiting for you to jump in on calls here, too.
I was actually happy to hear Marguerite come in on our show. It was awesome.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Lolita's been, and actually how we know you guys is because Lolita was a listener, or still is a listener, of the Some of You show, and through Lolita is how we know Adam and this convergence of a community, and coincidentally, they're based in Atlanta as you guys are, so that really worked out very fortuitously.
I know, right?
Very
I love it.
All right, Lynn, would you like to say your call in? We've got about 3 more callers on the show we're going to take.
Oh, great. Oh. Thank you so much. So if you would like more information about private readings and this energy work that I do, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com. And you can check out the other show that I co-host, which is called The Some of You Show, which is on Blog Talk Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And it's Numerology Intuition, co-hosted by the wonderful Elisa Bangalyn, who is great at numerology, intuitive coaching, and I'm the energy chick from New York City. So here we are.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, you know, it's always an honor to be co-hosting with you guys. Our next caller is going to be area code 330-466. Did I bring you on air already?
Yes, you did.
Hello, caller. Okay, you did. Okay, thank you. All right, next caller is
never
going
mind.
To be, sorry about that. Next caller is going to be area code 678. First 3 digits are 462. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, it's Elisa calling from Atlanta.
Cross-pollination. So, Elisa is who I've been talking. Thank God I was saying nice things about her. Elisa is the co-host of the Some of You show, which I keep plugging, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 a.m., and she is gifted with so many wonderful things. Numerology is a twist that she uses with all her intuition and guidance. And welcome to this show, my friend.
It's so nice to hear all the friendly voices. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an honor to have you here.
Thank you. And I did have a question. I recently got into another car accident, and it's very similar to a car accident I had 3 years prior. And I'm okay, you know, just obviously everything after that fact that I have to kind of do. But is there something going on where I'm gonna where this happens at particular junctures in my time frame here for it to happen the way it's happening?
No. I know exactly what this is. And Liz, I don't mean to overtalk you here, but I'm going
to
go right into
this one. Oh,
no.
She talks to me all the time. You go. No, I'm good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Honey, you need to come in and you need to get something a little bit heavier done than what we normally do with you when you show up for meditation night. What you're suffering is some residual energy from the past. You know who that's connected to.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say.
Oh my God! And she's not saying. And she's not saying anything.
No, because we're just gonna get it done. So I will text you privately, and we'll figure out a time.
Good.
Yeah, we're gonna have to take care of that, and that's fine. You can text me, and we'll figure it out. But I'm immediately getting that answer for you. So, you know, we'll take care of it.
Cool.
You know, some people have called the exterminator for termites. It's the same thing. No, you gotta call, you know, the plumber. It's the same thing.
Right.
Well, no, and I feel like I want to get it done in the next few days, if that's possible, because I'm heading back out of town.
Oh my God!
For my travels.
Oh,
right. Stay out of town, girl.
Leave the town again. All right.
What was
well,
that?
We'll have to go ahead and take care of that in another few days. Just reach out to me immediately. We'll set it up. Okay.
Sounds good. We'll do. Thank
you,
guys.
Girl,
great
you're
show.
Gonna love it. You're gonna love it. Let me tell you something. I have gone deep down. I have gone into the inner planes, the outer planes. You name the plane, all the planes, the plains of Georgia. I get to all those planes with Reverend Adam.
Yes,
I can't
sure
even.
I
know from personal experience that it's the real deal, and it's not for wussies. You better have your big girl panties on when you see Reverend Adam. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely.
He's phenomenal.
Well, thank you
phenomenal. So, Alisa, I'm excited for you. It's good. It's time.
I'm excited too. You're right. You're right.
It's time.
You're right.
Yeah, we're going to remove
that's
that. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. It's an honor having you on here. And I'm just going to put you on me so you can continue to listen, hon.
Thank you.
Unless you
bye,
willing to take our next caller with us.
Love it. Caller, I love it, because we'll be back on the air together on Tuesday. So this is, like, I love it. It's the best.
I'll listen
yay.
In. I have no problems listening in. No problems.
Yeah. Right?
You want to take a caller with us?
I'll listen in. We'll see. We got enough going on. A lot of people jumping in. So it's good. It's good.
All right. Next caller, I believe, is going to be 856, first three digits are 429. Hello, caller. You were live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Rose Maria, New Jersey.
I remember you, girl. She used to call us on our show also. I haven't spoken to you in a while. Oh, this is hysterical. So, yeah, you used to be in Connecticut. You were in Connecticut, Italy, and now you're New Jersey, right?
Right, I'm trying to go back permanently. Whatever you guys can get for that or relationship, whatever.
Well, you know what? Again, because I've talked to you a lot over, you know, whenever you called in the show. So I'm gonna give this to my buddy Adam.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Liz. Thank you. So I understand you're looking for just a general message on whatever comes up.
Yes, whatever you guys can get.
Okay. Okay, give me one moment just to kind of tune in here. I'm having a little interference on the airwaves. Hold on. All right, wow. Okay, so this one is about releasing and letting go. Now, I don't know you from apples to oranges, honey, but I'm getting it's about releasing and letting go, and it feels like there's some interference from your past still coming up. It's almost as if these old emotions have not been let go of yet, and that healing has not really taken place as much as the conscious mind may want to believe it. Wow. So there was a deep pain, a deep heartache, something that really hurt you involving another individual in your life. This person, it feels very much like a betrayal, like somebody is getting stabbed in the back here.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
I just want to know if I'm on track here.
Yeah.
Okay. So new beginnings are coming up for you, but the rest of this year is about closing out those old chapters emotionally, okay? Because this next year, you better be ready and you better be strapped in your seat, honey, because it's going to be a bumpy but fun ride. You have so many new opportunities coming in, and you're going to be able to manifest and pick and choose what you like to have in your life. So remember, trusting in yourself has a lot to do with this. bringing up that self-confidence, bringing that to the surface and allowing yourself to know, hey, I got me. I'm going to be okay. And allowing yourself to remember those experiences of the past are lessons, not something that you're supposed to be fearful of, okay, of reoccurrences of old cycles. These cycles are breaking this year. So remember, what is to come in for you is going to be wonderful. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be what you've been looking for. But that's not possible unless you heal that past and allow yourself to let go.
Yeah, I have. Took me a while to get there.
Okay. So do you mind sharing a little bit about this with us?
I just came back about a year, almost a year ago in November. A lot of chaos that he did, and little fights, and I just went off on the last night, and that was it. About a relationship, so I let go and let God, and now he's suffering from it. A lot of chaos.
Okay. Remember, sometimes we have to lead by example, and the only way to do that is to not walk on those eggshells and to not be afraid to stand up for ourselves, to really come out of that old brainwashed perspective of the past and allow ourselves to be who we are. And what other people say or do, and that's all their responsibility. But how you allow them to affect you is yours. Okay?
Right. True.
Okay. So, you know, I think that the money is going to be better next year. I know the love life is going to have new opportunities. I know everything is going to start to bloom in your life because I keep seeing the lotus. Okay, but that lotus is also not only about new opportunities, but it's about self-transformation and self-manifestation. It's about self-mastery, okay, and it's about healing oneself to create. But ultimately, remember, the truth is already within you. You know the truth. Now it's time to embrace it.
Cool. Yeah, I did that.
All right. Now I've pounded you up with this message, so I'm going to go ahead and let Liz step in or anybody else on our show today that would like to say something.
I'm leaving it. You said plenty. So it's just about receiving it and to really just take yourself a little bit more seriously. So I think sometimes you kind of use humor or something to not really let things, the lessons fully form. That's all I want to say about that before we go on. Yeah.
Cool.
So just really let it land. Like really own it. That's all I need to say.
Okay. Cool.
Yes.
All right, sweetheart.
Now,
Thank you.
We do offer services for healing. You're more than welcome, hon. Thank you. We do offer services for healing and to help you spiritually heal. If you would like those services, you can reach out to us. The link is on the show description. Please feel free to reach out to us and get in contact.
I will.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Adam's
okay.
The best. Like for the heavy lifting, call Adam. Definitely.
Thank you.
Jeez.
You're making me blush over here so much.
No, let me. I know. I know from firsthand experience. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so anybody else that we have waiting for us?
No, we are actually waiting on further callers here. So anybody that would like to call in, please use the number 323-642-1694 to call into today's show. If you already called in but don't know how to get into the queue, I believe you need to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. Go ahead, Liz. Anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, in having the opportunity from the last show to this show, where the last show was just caller after call after call, and what's great is we're getting calls, but we have a little bit of breathing room. I would say that what I have been sensing is the importance of self-acceptance and to just take, I even said this to one of our callers earlier today who's going through a difficult situation, and I said, even if you set a reminder on your phone, you know, like even if it's twice a day in the morning and, you know, at night, that your time, your alarm goes off, it just means find a place, even if it's the bathroom or wherever, where you can just, even if it's 5 seconds, to just close your eyes and take 5 deep breaths. Just to give yourself that mindful attention, just to tell yourself everything is okay, just to remind yourself that you are taken care of, just to tell yourself that life is still beautiful. And if you say life is still beautiful, you're still honoring the contrast. You're still honoring the human challenges. For some of us, where it comes to growth, we can't fast track or shortcut the process, because that process or the pain or the overcoming that pain or the challenges is part of the learning process. For others, it isn't. So it's really a waste of time to compare somebody else's journey to yours, because we don't know why that one person now has that privileged life where they don't have to lift a finger and everything's so smooth, as opposed to the person that has been violated and victimized and wounded and abandoned. We don't know what's going on in terms of why that is their experience or what's in their hologram right now, because at the end of the day, we have to keep reminding ourselves this is all an illusion. It's a really good one. I mean, talk about virtual reality, you know, but we have to remind ourselves, and the best way to do that is through the breath, is through mindfulness, is through being gentle, is through having the courage to have a relationship with yourself, to stand tall and steadfast, to hold your ground, to forgive yourself, to know that, you know, sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes others don't understand. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes others make mistakes. Sometimes we hurt others, and sometimes we hurt ourselves, or sometimes others hurt us. It's okay. It's okay.
All right. And it looks like we have another caller here.
Perfect.
Don't mean to interrupt you, Liz.
No, I'm done.
Our next caller is going to be... Okay. Next caller today is, soon as I went to go grab him, too. All right. Next caller today is 678-462. Did we bring you on air?
That must have been Elisa.
Yeah, that might have been her. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we had one other one there, and they just dropped out of the queue. What I'm trying to do is on the queue, sometimes it doesn't tell me who's been brought on and who hasn't.
Of course.
So I'm still trying to, you know, get my bearings
and this
here.
This is show number 3. So, you know, we're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Completely
mm-hmm.
show number 3. And I remember 7 years ago, we would just be so stressed about getting it right. And now I'm like, we're here. We're good. We're here.
Yeah.
We're here for the people. We're okay. So all
is
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
here we go. It looks like we got someone in. Okay. Area code 678-462. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's still me. It's still Elisa.
Yeah,
it's Elisa.
Okay. Why does it keep on dropping and taking callers up? All right, let's see here. We've got another 678. We'll bring you on air, see if you have. 678-467. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, what's the first name, sweetheart?
Kathy.
Kathy, great. Kathy, can I get permission for us to connect to your energy, please?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question, sweetheart?
Yes. Question. I'm waiting to hear from a company to see. I interviewed about 2 weeks ago, And I'm waiting to hear if I'll be hired or not, or what's going on. The last time I went in.
Okay. I don't know if I'm getting the impression of a gentleman, but I don't know if it's somebody who has passed, but I'm getting an older gentleman with light colored hair, maybe white hair, and he seems more on the dressed up side as opposed to the casual side. It's a little more formal, but I don't know if this person is passed or not. So you tell me, is any of this resonating with you?
No, I did interview with two men. My boss would be male.
Okay.
But that's not
okay.
The description.
Okay, so I'm getting but a formal like more formal, not as casual, older man. It could be somebody who's passed. That because I'm not sure. Because I'm getting that energy of somebody. Were you influenced by an older person who has passed away? Whether you were that person passed away when you were a child or not, have you been inspired or influenced by an older male person that is not with us?
No.
Okay, then the energy I'm getting is of one of the people that you interviewed with. So, but there's something very very profound about this person's energy, very formal, and I feel it's somebody that like has a poker face, so you can't really tell, you can't really read them one way or the other. Is that lining up for you?
No, that does.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So it's very interesting that I'm getting this energy of who knows, you know, an energy of a other spirit, kind of worldly energy. But obviously I'm talking about the person that you interviewed with. And, yeah, I feel like this actually could work out for you. And I'm going to turn it over to Adam. But file that, because I think somebody from the other side is trying to let you know that they're around you.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Adam.
All right. No, I'm going to go right into this by first saying I do feel that there is a good opportunity here. I feel that you are going to get the job, but I'm going to go ahead and kind of comment a little bit with what Liz was talking about. I feel like there is a male figure within this this job who's really going to be maybe even behind the scenes. Maybe you don't know them yet. Maybe it's someone that the people you interviewed with have to go and talk to. But there is a male figure there that is also going to be a helping hand for you accomplishing this career, this job, whatever you want to call it, okay? Now, on another note, I am picking up on ancestral because I think Liz is getting two wires crossed here. Unfortunately,
yes.
Sometimes in our pathway that can happen. It happens even to me and the best of us, okay? But there is a generational thing going on here, and we're looking at someone that's trying to look out for you from the other side who did not get the opportunity or at least chose not to within this world when they were here. So it's like they're trying to make up for something right now by watching out for you and trying to look after you. One thing I am getting, though, is a very feminine energy. So I don't mean to disagree with Liz's vision.
No.
But I am getting a feminine energy here who's on the other side for you. So one thing I get to ask is it a mother or a grandmother? Because it's a feminine energy and it's someone that's older.
Now, that could be true, because both of them are
Is that interesting?
Deceased.
So our wires crossed here a little bit. I got the boss, and he got the women.
Nuts or whatever. All right. So now the mother, how was she in your life? Was there – because I feel like in life there was a disconnect. I feel like there was tension. There was a lot of misunderstanding. There was, you know, anger even. I'm getting a kind of rage and resentment here.
That was true in my younger years. But as I got older, I just let it go. It's just things that happened in my younger years that shouldn't have happened. Dolan, I don't want to go into specifics, but
no, you don't need to.
We were better at the end, but it still didn't erase the past, if that makes sense.
It sure does.
Yes, it does. Well, at this point, I want you to know that they're coming in from the other side now, and they want you to know that they're there. They're trying to look out for you, and they're trying to do what they know, you know, in their own mind they can do to help you. And at the end of the day, there's a big, fat apology coming from them. And it's like I just keep on hearing, I'm sorry. Tell her I'm freaking sorry. You got to listen to me. You got to tell her I'm saying I'm sorry. And now it's like they're realizing all the pain and the torment and the emotions that they caused within you, because on the other side, they're able to feel that now. They're able to look back in retrospect and see that. And, you know, it's like they're humbling themselves in front of you because they've never done that completely in this life.
You're absolutely 100%. Correct, because I thought I would have gotten the apology before they died.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
And I did. So that's
fabulous.
That is right. I mean, I'm just speechless on that, because you totally, that's totally 100%. I understand.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay.
So receive that. Be gratified and liberated by that. Know that everything's going to work out with this job. And the older gentleman that would be your boss or what have you, he's just really good at his job. So he's not going to let you know what's going on until he feels he's ready to let you know what's going on. And give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
But I'm going to go ahead and add to this just a little bit. We do have a couple of other callers here.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hang out.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to let you know before we go ahead to the next caller that this was a spiritual arrangement for you to get this job. And the person on the other side we were just speaking of is the one that helped this be led into your life. Okay, but I don't want you to think that if this job doesn't work out, there's nothing else. There's always a plan B through Z, okay? Just remember that the universe is looking out for you right now, and the best possible scenario is what you're going to get.
Do you see how much longer it'll be? Because you're right about this. I think this job had to be all set up for me, because it's literally I'm interviewing for one job, but then the male that you're speaking of, he's actually on his way out, so then I will then take his position, and I couldn't have even dreamed that the position that I will ultimately have.
Okay. Yeah, see, that does make a lot of sense. Now, I'm going to go ahead and answer your question, to be fair, because we gave someone two answers earlier. But we usually only do one question per caller on the show, okay? So now with timelines, I don't think it's going to take very long. I don't think it's going to take long at all. But I do want you to be aware this could take up to a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful evening.
Good
Thank
luck, sweetheart.
Guys.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Liz. Great job on that one, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. I love it.
All right. Our next caller today is, there goes the cue on me again, going a little wonky. I believe it's 312. First three digits are 772. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago. And my question is, I'm doing a temp assignment right now, and they just extended it for maybe one or two more weeks possibly. And I'm just wondering if you see another job on the way.
Is this the same Karen from Chicago that calls the Some of You show?
Oh, probably.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. So this is Hello. This is Liz. I do the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Elisa. Isn't that funny? So many of our listeners have called in, which is great. So this show is pretty new. This is our third episode. But see, Karen didn't know that. Karen just called in to call
no.
in.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. But I recognize the voice and the energy. So you probably would have called us on Thursday with the same question.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah. So I'm going to actually, because you talk to us on a pretty consistent basis, so I'm going to let you have the opportunity to work with Adam since you're used to us. So I'm going to just turn it over to Adam.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah.
All right. So now yes, there is something else out there that will continue your well-being financially after this contract has ended, okay? But I do feel now, you said it just got extended once more, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would you believe me if I told you I see it getting extended for a third time?
Yes, because we're in insurance.
Okay.
We're handling the flood. Hurricane and flooding in the United
States.
Oh,
well, that makes a lot of sense.
Hello.
Okay. Well, you're going to have it extended for a third time. I believe after that, it will not be extended. And then something else will definitely present itself. But it's always good to go ahead and make sure you plan things out before the end comes. If we procrastinate on planning, then we're all jumbled up at the last minute because we're trying to rush and get everything accomplished, and we don't feel good. We create knots in our stomach. So I'm getting something to the fact that maybe right now is time for you to start building while you have this contract and start planning the next phase. Okay?
Okay. Okay, that sounds mm-hmm. true. I'll start looking around and reaching out.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. Now, what did you say your name was, hon?
Oh, Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen, who is Linda? Do you know Linda?
Yes, that's my cousin.
Okay, and what's going on with Linda? Because I'm picking up, they keep telling me you've got to ask her about Linda.
She was a breast, she's a breast cancer survivor. She's had breast cancer, extensive surgeries, illness.
Yeah.
She beat it, but it may have come back, but I don't know.
Okay. And you actually had to let go of some things with her so you can embrace her.
Yes. I don't really talk to that side of the family, but I saw on Facebook
mm-hmm.
her journey and her activity with the breast cancer.
Okay. So you haven't reached out to her about it yet, have you?
No.
Okay. Time to humble ourselves
mm-hmm.
and allow the past to be the past. Sometimes, you know, to change the darkness, you must be the light, right? So to be the light, you must lead by example. You must allow the regrets and the animosity and everything of the past to go away and, you know, to just overcome it within our own mind's eye, because we cannot expect other people to be the change. We can expect ourselves to be the change, okay? Other people eventually follow the lead anyway, whether they want to admit it or not. So I'm getting you must reach out to Linda and let her know that you are there energetically to support her and that the past is the past and you're just going to let go of anything from the past in order to let her know that you are sending out your love, okay? And let her know if she is willing to hear it. Just let her know you got a little message or feeling from spirit. She needs to watch her diet. She needs to be careful about what she's eating. Not that she has to lose weight or anything, but that right now her kidneys and her liver really need to be looked after properly.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. And I know we just put a little bit of a burden on you, but as an intuitive yourself, you should know, hey, sometimes spirit asks us to do things we don't want to do, but that's God's work.
Sometimes we have to pick up an extra shift. Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Okay. Will do.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
good
you
luck,
so
sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, now I swear the freaking switchboard goes wonky. All right, so we're going to bring on our next caller here. We're having a great show so far. You're listening to Liz, Lolita, and myself, which is Reverend Adam. We're going to be bringing you on air. Once more, as a plug-in, please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. Liz, you want to do yours?
Yes, you can check out the show that I co-host on Tuesday and Thursday mornings on Blog Talk, which is called The Some of You Show. It's with myself and Elisa Bangalyn, and you can get readings and great conversation, and I also do private energy work for people. If you want to know more about that, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com.
Wonderful. You know, I hear that loablend@gmail.com, and
yeah,
it makes me think of a wonderful smelling essential oil blend. I don't know why.
Oh, you should make that. Yeah, LOA blend. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, because it's LOA, Liz or Adam.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's really funny.
All right,
LOA
caller.
Blend. Mm-hmm. And Lolita, because you know. Lolita, Liz, or Adam, for all your psychic needs.
You said it right the first time.
That's funny. Love it. All right, next caller is 323. First three digits are 933. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Adam. It's Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How you doing?
I'm good. Long time no talk. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, cool. For those of you listening in and tuning in, Yvette is a longtime listener, loyal. Yvette, you're listening to myself and Liz and Lolita. How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. You know, I'm interested. I've got this job. It's a part-time gig, and this is the third year in a row that this area has been, like, energetically calling me, but those two jobs in the previous 2 years didn't pan out, but this one is obviously manifested. It's a boutique. It's 2 days a week. I guess I want to know what my purpose there is, because it's not a coincidence that three years in a row is calling me to the same area. I actually like the area a lot, and I don't know if I'd want to move there, but I know there's a reason, and I want to know what that is.
Okay, honey. You sure you want to know what it is?
Why not?
Okay, because you've got a double job here. You're going to use that area to help yourself, but in turn, your job with this one is to spread spiritual knowledge and light, because I feel the people that you would be working around there and the people that you would be working for, everyone needs a bit of that light over there. And, honey, let me tell you that you bring hope and you bring new beginnings. So at this point, I think it's going to be a wonderful experience for you and for them.
Okay.
Yvette, right?
Yes, Yvette.
Okay, and what I do is when we get callers, I always like to ask permission to connect to their energy. I know
of course I have
yours, but I like to be formal about that. From the second you said hello, I got the mental picture of water. Is water very important to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you need to drink more water?
Water is important. I like drinking water.
Okay. And how about bodies of water? So water is important. So whatever you're doing with the water, keep it up at that. That's something that you're drawn to doing. You're attracted to it. And what about bodies of water?
I don't get to them often, but every now and then it's like, it was every now and then when I drive, you know, by the beach, it's like I sense the healing aspect of it.
There's a connection there. And the place where this job opportunity is that more centrally located to any bodies of water?
It's more like 45 minutes. I mean, it's probably peripheral to my home, like 45 minutes to the beach and not close at all, actually.
Well, from a New Yorker, 45 minutes to the beach, to me, is really close.
Yeah, I mean,
but it depends. It's not like right on
from my house. Yes, either or. It's like it's about 45 minutes to an hour from that job, or 45 minutes from my home.
Right.
Well,
so,
you know,
so it's,
so it's the
six
same.
Of one, half dozen of another. So it really
yeah.
isn't that much of consequence. But yeah,
yeah,
I'm getting just something with the water, something very sacred with the water, something really vibrational with the water. And who knows, it could be tied to what Adam was talking about, that maybe there's going to be some sort of ritual that you're going to end up learning to do, or some sort of I don't know if you're interested in the healing arts or using your hands.
I am
doing
that right now.
Thank
I
you.
Just
hello. Thank you. Right.
Hello.
Right. So that's what I'm getting, and that the yeah, because that we've never met. This is the first time. So something very key and pivotal with the water tied into the healing work that you do. So I don't know if it's to add a component that's more about water, or to pay more attention to where water could be used, or where it's being
already.
Used now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then pay attention to it, because why would I say it?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
so take a look at that, because there's no way that I would know that. So
right.
It just means there's something. Only you can come up with that answer, so that's
right.
Great that it makes sense to you and that you do do that. Like, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means
right.
I'm picking up on your energy picture right here.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever clues that you can get from the significance of water, it's just something to pay attention to.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like, Adam, that this, you know,
yeah.
situation, it's just an entree point, but there's
mm-hmm.
other work to do. I agree with Adam.
Oh, yeah. There definitely is. I mean, her schedule for her assignments is lined up for the next 5 years, so it doesn't surprise me.
And I have no clue what that means, so that's perfect. So that's good.
I think I need to talk
yeah.
about it privately.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know,
well,
if
nice
you
to
want
meet you.
To,
yes.
you know how to reach me.
I do, Adam.
Thank
have
you.
A wonderful day. Thanks for reconnecting.
You too.
Yep.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Okay, something about the water. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Water is all about emotion, and, you know, definitely something about the water here, because it's like I'm getting it as literal and figural, you know, figuratively,
yes, yes,
all at the
yes,
same time.
Yes,
so
yes,
definitely literal, definitely figure. You know, it's like
yes.
it's just coming all together.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, of course. Let's see here. We've got another few callers in the queue.
Okay,
our
let's knock them out.
Caller,
yeah.
Yeah. Next caller is 951. First three digits are 207. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California calling in.
Nathaniel used to call
our
show.
Oh my God.
Hey, Nathaniel.
I remember you.
Hey, hi.
Hi, yes.
Well,
so
hoping...
I'm co-hosting with Adam, but, you know me from the show with Elisa that you used to call in, usually
yep.
on Sundays a long time ago.
Well,
so because I've talked with you quite a bit, I'm going to let you turn it over to Adam.
Well, in this case, I could turn it right back to you, Liz, because we've also spoken to him quite a bit on our show.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's so funny. What a small
yeah,
look how
yeah.
small the community is. What a small world. All right. Well, what's your question?
You know, I just wanted to know if you'd turn a card or something. I'm just looking for a little extra financing now.
Okay. Well, this is what we'll do then. So for
okay.
a message, I'm connecting to your energy, Nathaniel. Just take a couple of breaths. Just say the word pick, because you're going to pick your message. All right? Just take a couple
pick.
Seconds.
Pick.
Okay. So your message is, oh, wow, embrace the energy of emergence. Be still, patient, and loving towards yourself and others. But I like how the beginning of the message is embrace the energy of emergence. So obviously there are things that have been planted, seeds, ideas that have been planted that they're waiting to emerge, take root. So it's a matter of so I want you to think about maybe like in the last 3, 4, 6 months ago, what seeds or ideas were you planting? Because those things you have to, it's going to be in small little steps, but you have to pay attention to the emergence. Do you have any idea what any of those things could be?
Just the higher conscious lifestyle, that kind of thing.
Right, but specifically, like those are very elevated terms, but specifically, mm-hmm. You know, did you speak to somebody about, well, if you, I remember you being a musician, you speak to anybody a few months ago about, well, you know what, I'm available to do a gig, like if you, that kind of thing, like, yeah, we want to live that lifestyle, but in terms of like the day-to-day and finances, right, because you had included that in your question, that's really where I want you to try to connect the dots. So things of that nature, any seeds that you planted, pay attention, because in very small, subtle ways, so you have to really pay attention, put a microscope on it, or otherwise you're not going to notice opportunities and maybe inadvertently push them away. So just try, you don't have to do it now in the air, but just try to think about some things and pay attention, because it looks like some things are beginning to gradually come in. Adam?
Mm-hmm. You know what, Liz? I agree with you, and I don't have much to add on this one. I'm actually getting that something's about to be raised up or heightened
mm-hmm.
energetically. So,
yeah.
Nathaniel, I hope you're really paying attention here today. But I'm going to go ahead because I'm just like, Lolita, are you there? Lolita?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hun, we have Nathaniel on the phone, and I'm getting the message that you need to give him a message.
I need to give him a message?
Yes, I'm getting the spirit telling me you need to give Nathaniel a message.
All right.
Hi.
Hold on.
Do you want me to talk or anything and give a little...
No, we just gotta...
No, she'll just pick up your energy.
We're just going to do a Lowy style here real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys really got me on the spot here.
I know, but that's not me. That's Dad and the others.
Oh, Dad's seeing what I'm doing. That's why. Okay. Thanks, Dad. All right. Nathaniel, why don't you just close your eyes and just breathe for me?
Okay.
And we'll do it how LOA Blend does it. When you're ready to pick your message, just say pick, okay?
Pick.
Okay. So your message for today is from Archangel Rhea. Yoga and exercise are essential to your well-being, peace of mind, and spiritual growth right now. Let me give you a further message on that one.
Okay, that's cool.
You have received strong guidance to engage in yoga and other forms of exercise, and this card serves as an additional validation. Physical movement is essential to you, to realizing your dreams, desires, and intentions. It gives you the energy and vitality that will help you begin and complete your projects. It opens you up to new creative ideas, and yoga cleanses and enlarges your chakra center so that you can hear our angelic guidance loud and clear. Yoga also allows a noisy mind to become quiet so that it can meditate and hear the voice of heaven. Although you may feel intimidated by yoga or exercise, I will help you smooth the way. If you ask me, I will help you tailor an exercise program to fit your schedule, interest, and fitness level. You will receive this guidance in the form of repetitive thoughts and feelings, and also through information about yoga or exercise that comes to you from out of the blue. I know that you're a busy person, but I promise that the increased level of energy you'll feel after exercising will give you the equivalent of more hours in your day. And I hope that resonates with you.
Hey, that's a beautiful message. Thank you for that.
great.
Yes,
and
very beautiful.
And thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
Yeah, bye-bye.
So before I send you off, Nathaniel, just one more thing. We need to make sure that your kundalini is put back into check and in balance. So either reach out to us, or if you know how to do that on your own, go for it, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank
care.
You, Nathaniel. All right, so we're just going along today, having a great show. Thank you, everyone, for listening in and tuning in. We've got just a couple more callers here, and we're going to bring
cool.
you on momentarily. Liz, go ahead and do your plug-in, hon.
Okay, great. So if you want to check out another wonderful show that's very different in format, but you can get great readings and messages as well, check out the Some of You show, which is on Blog Talk Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And if you want to find out more about the private sessions I do, please send an email to loablend@gmail.com. Again, that's loablend@gmail.com.
All right, let me put my plug in now. So if you want wonderful Hershey's ice cream, come to Lolita's Parlor at 1147 Powder Spring Street, Marietta, Georgia. Follow me on Facebook, Lolita's Parlor, and we have once a month meditations on full moons. Thank you.
Yeah, you know what?
Great spot. I've been there. Fabulous spot.
Oh, yeah. The ice cream is to die for, guys. Check it out. All right. Our next caller here is, one moment. Let's see. Hold times. I believe I took you. Let's see. Yeah. Next caller is 678 42. No, wait. Sorry. Wrong one.
Might be Lisa again. Might be Lisa.
Yep. Yep. Area code 323-933. Hello, caller. You were live and on air.
You already read me.
Okay, thank you.
We took
thank
the caller.
You.
That's switchboard.
Yeah, I know. It's going. It's making it large. It's making it small on me today. I have two different switchboards open so I could make sure I do this right, and it's still giving me confusion. Yeah. Let's see. Did we do 951? Did we do that one yet?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay. 951-207, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, it's Nathaniel. Just doing
some yoga
over here.
Okay.
So,
bad. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Nathaniel. Well, I guess we've taken all of our callers here.
Oh, that's
it looks
good.
Like all the ones. Uh-huh. So
well,
we've gotten
busy.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
That's
we
wonderful.
Want to thank everyone
well, as,
for calling
yes.
in.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you guys.
And listening to today's show. Please don't forget to check out howpsychic.com, which is our website for the show and for myself. If you would like to go there to reach out to us and find us, the link is also in the description of today's show page. So please check it out. Once more, we want to wish you all namaste. And we want to wish you all happiness in your own lives. Anything you guys want to add?
Just thank you
yes,
for listening.
Namaste.
And we love you guys. We appreciate you. And just tell yourself all is well. And until the next time, we look forward to being with you again. And thank you, Adam, and thank you, Lolita. It's always fun to co-host, so it's been a pleasure. And take care, everybody.
Thank
love you.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Lolita, and thank you everyone for calling in and co-hosting today. It's always an honor. Namaste.
Love
life.
Take care.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Bye.